A local salon was destroyed by fire, and it's a good reminder to check your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. It was the Black Swan Nail and Spa Salon right on the Orange Milford line. This is on the Boston Post Road, and it has temporarily closed due to fire damage. But in this story, what to me was more concerning is what volunteer firefighters detected inside, and that was potentially lethal levels of carbon monoxide. Joining us now is Bridgeport Fire Chief Lance Edwards to talk about the dangers of carbon monoxide poisoning and how to check all of those detectors and make sure they are functioning. Chief Edwards, thank you for coming back on the show. How are you?
Very good. Good morning and happy holidays. How was your Christmas?
It was good. Thank you so much. And yours?
Yeah. Oh, excellent. Excellent. Good. A lot of time with friends and family. Couldn't have a better holiday.
And did everybody check the manual before doing anything in your house? Okay, good. Good.
In the Edwards residence? Absolutely.
Always check the manual. For those of you wondering why I would ask that question, if you've never heard Chief Edwards on this show, his like claim to fame is always check the owner's manual of anything. Whenever I'm like, hey, what should we do here? Check the owner's manual. And I guarantee he's going to say that again when we talk about detectors later on in this conversation. But yes, I'm glad to know you checked the manual before doing absolutely anything this holiday. Good. Good job. I have to. I think that's the funniest thing, but it's also very true. Just saying.
Very true, Melissa.
So, Chief Edwards, let's talk about this story. To me, that was what stood out the most. Now, I actually have been a customer many times at this particular nail salon, and I was very sad to hear about this. I'm hoping that they get opened very soon. I was glad to know there were no injuries. But what stood out to me was, first of all, my understanding was the complex in general was closed at the time. So that's why there were no injuries. There was nobody there. So obviously we got to talk about having detectors just in general for fire, but the carbon monoxide stood out to me, the lethal levels of carbon monoxide. I wanted to talk more about this and get your perspective on this.
Sure. So I'm not 100% sure if they've released the actual levels of carbon monoxide, but carbon monoxide, just so that you know, is in the fire service, we know it as a silent killer because carbon monoxide is odorless and colorless. So this particular time of the year, we're all running our heating appliances to keep warm in a home. And we say this all the time. I know every year for the last 4 or 5 years, Melissa, we've talked about making sure that you have a licensed technician service your heating appliances annually every year because we want to eliminate the buildup of carbon monoxide. And we also would recommend that not only do you have working smoke detectors, they now manufacture dual alarms, which will detect smoke as well as carbon monoxide. And we recommend that you at least have one dual on each level to eliminate your exposure to carbon monoxide.
And that's something you can get at just any kind of hardware store, right?
Absolutely. You can get that at Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's, not that I'm plugging any of them, but any one of these home centers will definitely have your dual smoke alarms. And we highly recommend them.
And to be fair, there are also some programs, depending on where you live. I know Bridgeport Fire, you guys have done a lot of smoke detector give outs basically for free to many households. I know there are some other, I want to say the American Red Cross has a program that they do every year. So, you know, there are also options if you want to, you know, contact either your local fire department, you want to talk to, you know, some of your local officials with nonprofits. You could also go that avenue, but they're very readily accessible. Is sort of the point here. You could easily get a dual carbon and smoke detector.
Absolutely. For your listeners that are Bridgeport residents, our smoke alarm program can be contacted at 203-335-8835. And happy to announce this year is 20 years for our free smoke alarm program, and we've installed probably a little over 85,000 smoke alarms.
Wow. That's so impressive. Yeah. So we have Bridgeport Fire Chief Lance Edwards here. Let's go back to the silent killer, because I think sometimes people don't realize just how serious that is. So you mean to tell me that there is not any sign of carbon monoxide poisoning until it's too late, essentially, other than having a detector? You don't smell anything. You don't see anything. You don't, you know, are there things that could kind of trigger that, hey, this could be high levels of carbon monoxide, or only when it's too late?
No. Well, there are telltale signs physically. So if you read any type of information regarding carbon dioxide exposure or poisoning, it's usually someone is exhibiting flu-like symptoms. So you may feel nauseous, diarrhea, headaches, something that would mimic a flu, but it's actually coming from your carbon monoxide exposure. And it really doesn't take that much, and that's why we talk about this time of the year. It's not just your home heating appliances. We all like to get into a nice warm car, and for those that have a garage that's attached to the home, we highly, highly recommend that you pull your car out. If you want to warm your car, do not run your car in a garage, because that's an easy way for carbon monoxide to enter into the home, into the residence. And especially if you have young children or even pets, because pets are affected by carbon dioxide exposure as well.
It's so that's an interesting point with the attached garage. So how does carbon monoxide, how does that escape? Yeah, I'm going to ask that question. How does it escape your home? Like, how do you make sure that you don't have it at lethal levels?
Well, first of all, the only way to make sure it's not at lethal levels is to have some type of detection system in your home, which A, would start with having a door or carbon monoxide detector, and try safe practices in terms of not having your car running in the garage, not running a generator too close to the home, having your home heating appliance serviced every year. And if for some reason you are exhibiting or someone in your home is exhibiting any type of flu-like symptom, call 911 and have the fire department come out and meet her immediately. And just to give you an idea how important this is, Melissa, and as well as your listeners, so when we respond to carbon monoxide calls, someone says their smoke, their dual alarm is going off, or their carbon monoxide detector is going off, we usually go in and we would meter. So we have meters on all the apparatus which would meter for carbon monoxide. We now, probably as recent as a week and a half ago, we decided not only are we going to use one meter, we're going to confirm that that one meter is operating correctly, and we implement two meters. So if someone calls 911 in the city of Bridgeport, we're going to rely on 2 meters to make sure that the levels are safe, not just that 1 meter.
We're chatting with Bridgeport Fire Chief Lance Edwards, and we're talking about carbon monoxide poisoning. The reason being is a local salon actually here in Orange, it's right on the Orange-Milford line, was destroyed by a fire. And luckily, nobody was hurt. Nobody was even in the building when this happened. But it's what firefighters discovered when they went inside, which was potentially lethal levels of carbon monoxide. And so we want to talk about, obviously, the importance of detectors. And you've been talking about that, Chief Edwards. And obviously, yeah, this is a place of business. And I'm going to get to that in 1 second, because when you look at the news and you type in, which is what I did, carbon monoxide poisoning, and you pull up the news, there is story after story after story, as recent as 5 hours ago in Kazakhstan, where people died from carbon monoxide poisoning in their hotel room. And we've seen this time after time after time after time. So we're going to get to the business end of it. Let me finish up, though, with the home, because you brought up before the cars running in the attached garage. Can we also talk about dryer vents? Because I believe there's also a connection to carbon monoxide, high levels of it. That could be produced by if you have like malfunctioning either vents or clogged vents, right?
Yeah, you're 100% right on that. There's a reason why your vents are vented out and not inside. The one good thing about usually dryer vents, dryers that are gas operated, and gas is a much cleaner burning fuel than, say, gasoline or oil. So it's going to produce less carbon monoxide, but when it's faulty and not operating efficiently, it will create high levels of carbon monoxide. That's why it's so important for you to make sure that your dryer vents are cleaned and clear regularly. You don't want to allow the lint to build up in that trap, because that allows the actual gases that are produced in your dryer to exit the home. So if there's blockage, any type of blockage in that trap, what you're going to do is force those gases to stay inside of the home. And at some point, you're going to have an issue with carbon dioxide buildup in the wherever your dryer is, whether it's in the basement or the first floor.
But is that something, Chief, that is as simple as, so if you're cleaning, you said the lint trap, for example, if you're cleaning the lint trap, I know for us in our house, we probably clean it every, honestly, two or three loads, even though there's really not a lot of buildup. I'm constantly scared of clogging it. Is that enough? Or do you have to actually detach the vent, you know, the big pipe thing, that the vent thing, you know,
yes, absolutely. You need to do both. It's easier to clean the lint trap because there's no bending involved and it's easily accessible. But I would say every couple of months, you probably need to disconnect the actual hose from the back of your dryer.
Hose, there it is. I was like, you know what I'm saying, the thing.
Yes, the flexible hose that's in the back of the dryer needs to be cleaned out as well. And there's a lot of companies that are out there that will actually come out and provide that service for you, for those who are elderly and unable to get to the back of their dryer.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's important. Now let's go to the business end of things. Because again, I think that people are getting a lot better with, especially if they have to replace their smoke detectors. I think a lot of the times they're being recommended to get these dual detectors, which I think that's a great thing. And you should. But let's talk about the business end of things. Unfortunately, a lot of the times when we hear about carbon monoxide poisonings, it's when people are not in their homes. They're actually checking into either hotels or they're at, you know, a business that either doesn't have functioning ones. Would you recommend people having portable carbon monoxide detectors or asking when you go to a hotel, do you have them functioning? Like, what do you suggest in that regard? Because you hope that a business has them functioning. But again, not to place blame anywhere. But I mean, when you look at this case in Orange, that is what stood out to me, was the fact that this is a business and there were high levels of carbon monoxide detected there. And that's people coming to get a service done. So what do you suggest people do to make sure that they're not being exposed to carbon monoxide?
I would suggest for those that are going to travel that they do both that you just recommended. A, consider purchasing a small portable carbon monoxide detector, which you can purchase on Amazon, as well as asking the hotel, do they have working carbon monoxide detectors? And the third thing is try not to pick a room that is near a mechanical room. So I believe you and I had this discussion, Melissa, probably 2-3 years ago. There was a couple that went on vacation. You got to remember, here in the United States, we have very, very strict rules and laws in place to keep not just travelers, but residents here safe. Other countries, they're a little bit more relaxed when it comes to things of that nature. A few years ago, there was a couple that had a room in a luxury resort, and the room was very close to a mechanical room. And come to find out, they hadn't heard from this couple in a couple of days. I believe room service knocked on the door and found a couple who passed away, and they passed away from carbon monoxide exposure because they're very close to a mechanical room. I would certainly consider all three, not picking a room anywhere close to a mechanical room. Look and see if you can purchase a very small portable carbon monoxide detector and ask your hotel if they have working carbon monoxide detectors, because that's important.
Same thing if you're not going to a hotel. I think sometimes we bypass the fact that a lot of people are now using, you know, things like a Vrbo or an Airbnb or, you know, whatever it may be. But same thing applies. You know, feel free to ask the person who owns that property or to just also bring your own portable one. They're very small. I started bringing them a few years ago. They're very, very small. It's really not going to take up much room in your luggage or your carry-on. They'll let you carry it on the plane as well. I don't know. Think of it that way, too. I mean, if you're not going to a hotel, you should still, you know, rules apply if you're doing, you know, like an Airbnb or Vrbo, for example.
Right. So and Melissa, so on average, we lose about 500 people a year in this country to carbon monoxide exposure. And,
wow.
And these are just incidents where, you know, carbon monoxide built up in a home, the fire department responded, and they found lethal levels of carbon monoxide. But remember, so usually when there's a fatality at a fire, most people die from smoke inhalation. And the number one gas in smoke inhalation is carbon monoxide.
Mm.
So that's one of the reasons why when you see the fire department responding, one of the first things they do, if there's a decent amount of fire, is they'll open the roof or they'll open the windows to get rid of the smoke, because the smoke is what contains the deadly gases. And that's what kills people.
Yeah, good point.
It's not so much the flame, it's the deadly gases.
Yeah, I think it's important, and I'm glad that we could have this conversation again here on the show. Chief Lance Edwards, I want to thank you for the work that you do and for always talking about this. And you, I think, said it a few times, but this is the time of year where we typically see, unfortunately, carbon monoxide poisonings happen more frequently, right? Because it's a colder time of the year. We're heating our homes more.
Yeah, unfortunately, carbon monoxide incidents are seasonal, and the bulk of our calls are around this time of the year.
All right. So it's a good time to certainly keep this top of mind and have the detectors ready. Chief Edwards, I want to thank you again for always making the time for us here on WICC and for talking about this. We appreciate it.